Everybody wake up. Almanac time. Please. Full attention is required for the almanac, because if you're going to pick out any of the mistakes, you can't be half dozing off.
No.
Right, fact checker? No dozing.
Sometimes I'm dozing over
That's
here,
all
but
right.
Last few days I haven't had many facts to check, so hit me with some today, okay?
All right. Your dozing off is my fully alert, just to let you know.
Yeah.
Today is Wednesday, March 15th, 74th day of the year, 291 left if you're counting. 1877. Neil, are you very familiar with the game of cricket?
Oh.
You know, it's big in England, yeah. In Australia, New Zealand.
I don't think I've ever been involved in a game of cricket.
Well, it's not a game. It's called a test.
Oh, it's a test. Yeah.
The first cricket test between Australia and England played on this date, 1877. It was a road game for England.
Oh.
So they were already the underdog. It was in Melbourne.
It's a long way to travel.
And Australia won by 45 runs. Now, see, I don't know cricket. Is that a close game or is that a blowout? Now, if it was baseball, that would be a blowout. 45 runs.
What's a typical cricket score?
I'll look it up. There you go.
Typical cricket score.
Yeah.
I watched it one.
45 seems like a lot.
It seems lopsided. It seems like, I don't know who was pitching. Maybe the Twins started.
Right.
Pitchers, Irvin Santana started, pitched three solid innings, and then they got the rest of the guys in there.
Yeah.
1877, we were at some bar and there was cricket on, and I watched it for several minutes trying to figure out the rules just by watching it, and I couldn't.
I know. I don't.
Hit it, and they bounce it, and then there's the catcher behind, and it's this flat-looking bat that looks like a busted goalie stick.
Right.
So I need to refresh on the old cricket thing. Maybe sometime I'll read the rules for it. I'm sure they're online somewhere.
I would think
I'm looking
so.
At some right now, but it's
okay.
A really long article.
Yeah, it's going to be long.
Take me a little bit.
I would advise against going into the full rules of cricket, fact checker.
Yeah.
I don't think we have that kind of time.
No. There's a lot of info here.
1892, Jesse Reno patented the Reno inclined elevator, which was also known as the escalator. The inclined elevator, going up at an angle, not straight up.
Sure.
1892. 1913, President Woodrow Wilson held the first open presidential news conference, 1913. The question is, did he accuse any of them of being fake news right off the bat?
I'm sure there were some verbal barbs thrown.
1932, the first blood bank was established at Cook County Hospital in Chicago. Finally, vampires had a bank they could knock over.
Yes.
That was 1937.
I wonder if the fugitive doctor was working there. That was his hospital.
That was Cook County. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dr. Richard Kimball.
Kimball. There we go.
1938, the balance of power in the world was about to shift because oil was discovered in Saudi Arabia.
Uh-huh.
1938, we've seen what that's done geopolitically here. 1954, CBS TV morning show debuted. Walter Cronkite was the host in 54. 1977, I've got TV theme time here for you. Always a favorite time here on the Almanac.
Oh, for sure.
It is enough to fill our lives with love.
The affable, very likable Dick Van Patten and his eight kids. Betty Buckley played his wife. As Eight Is Enough debuted on ABC TV, mid-season replacement as it was, 1977.
I can't believe I never watched that.
Oh, we loved it. It was a great family, you know, somewhat funny but somewhat serious. There was always a lesson to be learned.
Sure.
On Eight Is Enough, and it usually involved Adam Rich, the little kid.
Uh-huh.
What was his name? You're going to might have to fact check me. Adam Rich played I can't remember. I don't know how I can't remember. I used to pride myself in knowing that.
What's the name of the show you're talking
Eight
about?
Eight is Enough.
The youngest son played by
Adam Rich.
I'll look it up.
He was the eighth in line.
Willie Ames was on that show, too.
Yes, he was.
1990 on this date. Let's go back to 88. The NFL's St. Louis Cardinals said goodbye to St. Louis. They moved to Phoenix.
Didn't realize it had been that long.
1988. The St. Louis lost their Cardinals, and just a few years later, they gained the Rams.
Right.
And now they don't have a team because the Rams have moved back to Los Angeles. Correct? St. Louis is without an NFL team right now.
Right.
Mm. 1990, the Ford Explorer was introduced to the public. Basically took a Bronco and made it longer.
Yes.
They had the Bronco 2. It was basically a Bronco 2. It was a Ford Ranger chassis, and then they made it longer. And four doors with the hatchback and everything, and the SUV.
It did very well.
Pretty much. The Ford Explorer, 1990. I owned a Ford Explorer there for a few years. It was one of the first ones. I think it was a 92. A 92 Ford Explorer. Yeah. Eddie Bauer edition, too. Leather. The whole thing.
Nice.
It was really nice.
The whole schmear.
Of course, in order for me to afford it, it had to have like 300,000 miles on it when I bought it.
We don't have to bring that up.
1991, four L.A. police officers charged with beating motorist Rodney King. Nicholas was his name.
Yes.
Yes, it came to me.
Nicholas Bradford.
1991, four L.A. police officers were charged with beating motorist Rodney King. 2002, you remember the name Andrea Yates? She was the Houston woman who drowned
her kids,
in a bathtub.
Yep.
Yeah, one by one.
She received a life sentence for drowning her five children. 2002 on this date. It was later overturned. The whole mentally capable, mental type thing.
The devil told her to do it.
And she is, she's currently serving time, but she's in like a minimum security mental hospital type place.
She better never see the light of day.
Let's move on to birthdays today. And if you wouldn't have mentioned this, Brittany, I wouldn't have known. Sid Hartman is 97 today. The longtime columnist at the Star Tribune. We all listen to his shows and his sports hero and his close personal friends, and he still does his column. He still goes to sporting events.
Out and about.
I saw him at the Chad Greenway retirement news conference, so he'll still be out and about, and he's still doing it at 97.
Well, it's probably time for him to get off the radio, would be my thought. With all due respects, I can't understand a word he says anymore.
He's 97. Would we understand your words at 97? How would you sound?
I would not be on the radio.
You'll still be on the radio at 97, I guarantee. I know I will be at 107.
I better not be.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 84 today. Emmy Award-winning actor Judd Hirsch is 82. Alex Rieger from Taxi.
He may be poisonous.
Excuse me, Alex. I've eaten blueberries before, and they're not poisonous.
I know blueberries aren't, but these are not blueberries.
They look pretty darn blue to me.
Jim, I know they're blueberries. What I'm saying is they may not be blueberries. And while all blueberries are blue, not all blueberries are blueberries.
I see. I've mistaken blueberries for blueberries.
Right.
Gotcha, Alex. Cabin fever.
They're out in the woods trying to survive with Alex and, of course, Jim Ignatowski, Bobby, and Tony. We're all out there.
One of the greats.
Judd Hirsch is 82. He's in a show right now. There's a new show called Superior Donuts. I think it's on the CBS network.
Oh.
Superior Donuts. So Judd Hirsch still working and working a lot at the age of 82.
Hmm.
Happy birthday to Judd Hirsch. Jimmy Swaggart, the televangelist, he's 82 today.
Okay.
I have sinned against you, my Lord. And I would ask that your precious blood would
I can't tell if people in the crowd are laughing.
I don't think so.
Jimmy Swaggart, 82 today. Let's go.
Well, she got her daddy's car, easy cruise to the hamburger stand.
How about Mike Love?
Forgot all about the library, like she told her.
76 today for Mike Love.
And with the radio blast and goes,
Kevin's uncle.
Correct.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
You had the Wilson brothers, you had Mike Love and Al Jardine, basically your five Beach Boys. Glenn Campbell was in there for a little bit.
A little bit. But Mike Love was, you know, their lead singer.
Oh,
for most
he did
of
a lot of it. He did. He's 76 today.
You love me, you hate me.
Heard of Sly and the Family Stone?
I have.
Sly himself is 74 today.
That's
Thank
awesome
you for
too.
Letting me be myself. Dance to the music. Hot fun in the summertime. Little family affair in this one here, Everyday People. Sly Stone, 74 today. From that to this. Dee Snider. The gender-bending D. Snider.
Sure.
Twisted Sister. D. Snider is 62 today from Twisted Sister.
Wasn't he on The Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice, or what was he on?
He's been on a few different
reality
shows.
Oh, yeah, he's been on Celebrity
shows,
Apprentice.
Yeah.
He has been on Celebrity Apprentice, and he does a radio show, House of Hair.
Oh, sure.
He was the host of House of Hair. Park Overall, who was the kind of the sassy nurse on Empty Nest.
Just gave it to me?
No, I had to tap into the hospital computer and do some fancy finger work. And while I was in there, I did some fiddling with the cafeteria menu, and we will be having chicken fried steak all week long.
Empty Nest with Richard Mulligan. There's Park Overall. She is celebrating today. She is also 62, same age as Dee Snider. This guy, he can't believe it.
I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe
Fabio, he can't believe it's not butter. In fact, that's what he uses, you know, when he goes into his posing and his various
cover
shots. He uses "I can't believe it's not butter" and not body oil. That's part of his contract.
Works for him.
Fabio is 58 today. Harold Baines is 58. Pretty good baseball player.
Yes, he was.
Smooth swinging. Did a lot of DHing for the Chicago White Sox.
Left-handed hitter. Good hitter.
Harold Baines, happy birthday. He is 58 today.
Wish me love, wishing well. Kiss and tell. Wishing well. A butterfly.
I have it under good authority that this is the favorite song of Brian from Ralphie's.
Mm.
Ralphie's Minoco, home of the brand new Pumps and the Little Red Dinosaur.
Yeah.
Terrence Trent D'Arby, happy birthday today.
His mix of music on the golf course when he brings out his iPod is bordering on horrific.
And this one is on there.
Well, this one I can take, but most of what he brings is just awful.
Kind of like your golf game. Terrence Trent D'Arby, 55
that's
here
why my golf
today.
Game's
it's
awful.
Probably a.
But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
Brett Michaels.
Uh-huh.
Hey, he is one of the headliners at Tree Town Music Festival.
Oh, thank you for that
Day
plug.
Weekend. Yeah, you're welcome.
Brett Michaels, 54, lead singer of Poison. Speaking of Celebrity Apprentice, he's been on Celebrity Apprentice.
He had his own reality show.
And he's won it, yeah. Rock of Love.
Rock of Love. He had a couple different rounds of that on VH1.
His very public fight with diabetes as well. Brett Michaels, 54, happy birthday, Poison. Now, that was Twisted Sister and Poison. I mean, that was huge when I was in high school. Stay Hungry. Twisted Sister was something that everybody had to have, and then Poison came out a few years after that with the "Oh My God, Who Look What the Cat Dragged In." More great music this morning. He's the son of Barry Gordy from Motown Records. Professionally, he was known as Rockwell. And, of course, when you've got a powerful dad, you can get Michael Jackson to sing on your hit song. Your only hit song, by the way.
Right.
Rockwell. He is 53 today, believe it or not. Happy birthday to Rockwell.
Is Sugar Ray?
It's Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray.
Mm. He's another one I had in my collage wall when I was young.
He had the frosted tips, or whatever you want to call it.
It was trendy.
He's Mark McGrath. He's 49 from Sugar Ray. He's also an anchor on the TV show Extra. He is an expert on music. I mean, he can tell you all music from 50s, 60s. He was on that Music Jeopardy show one time, and he absolutely cleaned up.
Wow.
Mark McGrath is 49.
Impressed.
Actress Kim Raver, she was on 24. She played Audrey on 24. And she's Teddy on my wife's favorite show, Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Raver is 48. Mike Tomlin, youngest football coach to win the Super Bowl. He was only 36. He's a former assistant to the Vikings.
Yeah.
He was assistant under Chile.
Yeah, defensive coordinator.
Mike Tomlin is 45. Eva Longoria from Desperate Housewives. She's had some other shows. She's married to Tony Parker. No relation to Evan Longoria. The baseball player.
Right. And her.
Eva Longoria. Her and Tony Parker, they split up.
Oh, a long time ago.
Yeah, they split up.
That's a shame.
She still looks great, though. How old did you say she's turning today?
She's 42. I'd hope she still looked great. 42 is still young.
Yeah.
Very good. She just did the reason why is because she just did a bikini photo shoot recently.
Can you forward that to me?
Yeah, if you want.
Would you please?
Musician Will I Am, kind of the rapper of the Black Eyed Peas, kind of the R&B side of Black Eyed Peas. Will I today?
That's his last name. I am the two initials.
No. Will first name. I middle name. Am is his last name.
Oh my. Okay.
Will I am.
Very, very, very clever. That's what that is. All right. How about gone but not forgotten? We do have a former president of our United States on the list. Andrew Jackson.
Old Hickory.
1767. Let's see. He's on the $20 bill, isn't he?
Well, let me check. I've got several of them in my pocket right now.
Not for long. I don't think.
Aren't they putting Harriet Tubman on that?
I thought she was going on the 10. Maybe it is the 20.
Double check that. Fact checker.
Fact checker.
There he is. Man, he looks like an old Hickory.
Yeah, he does.
1812 war hero. He fought in the Battle of New Orleans, and he's in the song.
He is.
They talk about old Hickory, Johnny Horton.
Sure. 1767 for our former president. Guitarist Sam Lightnin' Hopkins was born on this day, 1912. I'm not familiar with his work, but I like his nickname, Sam Lightnin'. They just called him Lightnin'. Hall of Fame actor McDonald Carey. He starred in several television programs, miniseries, including Roots, but I think a lot of people recognize him from, like, Sands Through the Hourglass, So Are the Days of Our Lives. And I think he had a daughter or granddaughter, too, that was an actress. Maybe in a Bond movie. Maybe we could check that. Fact checker, McDonald Carey, kids. Jazz trumpeter, here he is. Sounds like he's got the cone in the end of the trumpet.
The mute.
1916.
2 o'clock jump.
Harry James.
Frank Sinatra got his start with Harry James.
This is good right here. Yesterday we had Les Brown and his Band of Renown. Today we get Harry James. We get some great musicians. 1916. He was a former Viking coach and a Pro Football Hall of Famer and a quarterback. Fiery Norm Van Brocklin.
Now listen, we want you to play defense as you're instructed to play. Understand?
Yes, sir.
I don't want you up there running around faking blitzes and getting out of position. You understand?
Yes, sir.
You line up where you're supposed to line up. None of that Harry High School fake this. Do what we're told.
Yes, sir.
You can't play football in the NFL, you can't play football for me. All if you don't, if you're not coachable. You start there, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's play our defense, right?
Sounds like Vikings defensive backs when they went rogue against the Packers.
Right.
Who
is he talking to there?
That's when he was head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Okay. Of course, he was the first ever coach of the Vikings from 61 to 66. And then I think he took a year off, and then he was with the Falcons for another 5-6 years or whatever. He was fiery. He was salty.
Yeah. He was not afraid to tell you.
I think he still owns the record for most number of passing yards in a game. 550-something.
Yeah, he was a fine player and coach. Norm Van Brocklin was born on this day, 1926. Arif Mardan, you may not know the name, but he won Grammy Awards and is quite a few in his career. He worked with some pretty good, pretty talented singers, including Norah Jones, Aretha Franklin, Our Fave Five Artists of the Week, Willie Nelson, the Bee Gees, Bette Midler, Arif Mardan, born on this day, 1932, and baseball great Bobby Bonds, father of Barry Bonds, struck out a lot, but hit a lot of home runs.
Did he
mostly
cheat?
Mostly with the Giants. Not a cheater.
No.
Like his son, but he played with Willie Mays and Willie McCovey. He was a very talented outfielder.
Good lineup.
Yeah, Bobby Bonds, born on this day, 1946. They're all gone. But not forgotten.
How did the Giants not win World Series when they had those guys?
Juan Marichal.
Did they have Juan Marichal? Yeah.
Yeah, they were good, but.
But again, it was tougher to make
one team.
One team. One
there
team.
Were no playoffs.
No, there were no playoffs. You know, you had to win the pennant.
You had to win the pennant.
So everything
had
to go.
Series.
They weren't, you know, 18 teams didn't make the playoffs with the play in game and all that other stuff
now.
So stuff.
Well, Bobby Bonds probably played into the early, you know, early to mid 70s.
He did.
His glory years were in the 60s. Yeah. Only two teams made the playoffs.
Fact check.
Okay, so I feel like I'd need a lot more time to really research cricket to give you an educated rundown on how this whole thing works. But it doesn't sound like 45 runs is that much, because it sounds like you're able to score like 4 and 6 runs at a time, depending on what happens.
Okay.
And there's multiple people out on the field at the same time that can all score too. So it doesn't sound like it was that close. I don't know, though.
Okay. Well,
don't quote me on that. I'm not a... not a licensed cricket historian here, so I don't know. But
they give a license for that?
Well, I don't have one if you do. Harriet Tubman will replace Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill, and that's going to be unveiled and in circulation by 2020. And then for McDonald Carey, were you looking for his daughter, Lynn Carey? Is that who you were looking for?
She did some acting.
Yeah, she did some acting. She provided vocals for the cult classic film Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. Mm. And she did some acting in some other various films and TV shows. Doesn't really dig into it, though.
Okay, well, thank you, fact checking.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that we were able to use the fact checking today.
Yeah, it was very good.
It was very nice.
Brian from Ralphie's did not agree with me on his playlist.
Oh, he didn't. I didn't think he would.
He thought it was pretty good.
This is on there, I'm sure.
He's wrong.